The Bird Show.
Hey, Monica, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
A little miffed?
Yeah, you know, I'm just wondering how we can fix this whole situation I got going on.
So, Monica, when did this happen and what happened on the date?
Well, it happened, we went out probably a few weeks ago, even. My friend had set us up, it'd been kind of like this long thing, trying to get the two of us together for a while, and we finally, like, you know, threw the details in and got together and got on the phone, and he actually came and picked me up at my place, which is really, really, really nice, because I feel like, you know, nowadays at least things are so informal. So he came and picked me up. I live in Roswell, so he came and picked me up in Roswell. And we went out to dinner at this little Italian place called Ippolita's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was nice. You know, everything was cool. Like, we got along great. We had, like, great conversation and stuff like that. Dinner was awesome. And then afterwards, we went and met up our friends, actually, at Soul Comedy Club. And that was even more fun because it was almost like we were on this little double date, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, hanging out. And Kyle was, even the whole time, he was, like, winking at me and stuff because, you know, Mark was being so cute. He had his arm around me. And, like, you know, he didn't hold in my hand at one point. So it just kind of seemed like this instantaneous, like, click. Like, we just clicked and, like, got along really great. And
what did your friends think of him?
Oh, Kyle thought he was awesome. He was, like, you know, obviously he thought that we had a lot of chemistry going on. Because it seemed that way. Like I said, he had his arm around me. We were like, it was cute. It was so cute. And we had a lot of fun. And so afterwards, we had a few drinks there and stuff. But afterwards, we all went back to my place because it's pretty close by and stuff. So we hung out there and, you know, watched a movie and, like, had a few drinks and stuff like that. And it was really cute. Like I said, it was like double date. Seemed very natural. It was awesome. And then, you know, Cal and Jenny went home eventually, so I didn't think it was appropriate that he would drive home. He lives about midtown, so it kind of seemed like, you know, it wouldn't be right if he drank and stuff. So he crashed at my place.
Okay.
Which was totally fine. He was a perfect gentleman about it. He actually slept on the couch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, you know, it wasn't even like that. It was perfect. He was a gentleman and slept on the couch, and, you know, I gave him some blankets and stuff, and, you know, we kissed and stuff. It was really nice.
Define and stuff.
It was perf. We kissed a lot. It was nice.
Right.
It
but was, did that involve
a milkshake?
Yeah.
Everything was nice. It was perfect.
Okay. But I think the point.
He wants to know if all the kisses were on the lips.
Excuse me?
I think what Jeff is trying to establish here is that it was really just very
right,
kind of innocent.
Did you touch the parts that got Michael Jackson in trouble?
It was involved.
But did you touch the parts that got Michael Jackson in trouble? You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. All right. So it's very innocent stuff, just kissing on the mouth, and then you go to sleep, he crashes on the couch.
Yeah.
Okay, in the morning, when the both of you wake up, is it that awkwardness, or did you guys go to breakfast and take off, or...
No, actually, I made breakfast for the two of us.
Cool. All right.
And we hung out at my place, and, you know, kind of watched some TV on the couch and had breakfast together, and it was really nice. It was very, we kissed again in the morning, but, like, I kind of thought that would have been, it seemed a little off, but I think it was because we'd both woken up and kind of had morning breath and stuff, so I don't know if I was holding back or if, like, he was kind of holding back, but it was definitely a little different in the morning. So.
Okay. Was his attitude any different?
Oh, no, not at all. Like you said, it was cute. We were on the couch, like, watching TV and having breakfast, and it was awesome. I mean, when we parted, you know, he was completely receptive to hanging out again and talking more, and, you know, it was...
Oh, all right, you say, first of all, how late did he stay when you say he's completely receptive? Was it something you brought up, or was it something he brought up?
Oh, it was something he brought up. He said, you know, like, oh, we'll talk soon. I'll talk to you soon. We'll get together. And, I mean, he didn't stay that late. It was probably like 11:30 or 12, something around noonish.
Okay.
All right. And when he finally takes off, how does the whole thing end? Is there a kiss? Is there a hug? Is there a I'll call you?
There was a kiss and I'll call you.
Okay. It all sounds
pretty... Yeah, I can't figure out why he wouldn't want to go on a second one.
I think it's
obvious.
No,
and then,
so you know what I say, Jenner? Yeah. Guys are kind of like an iceberg. What you get to see is about 10% from the water up, and underneath there's a lot more stuff going on. Well, it all sounds pretty. I mean, legit. You know?
You're so profound, Bert. I love that about you.
Can nobody else see it?
What?
You want to make your prediction first, then I'll tell you what's really happening?
I think he's got another girlfriend.
Anybody else?
Oh, really?
I think he's married and gay.
What?
He's married?
Where did you come up with that?
Like, why would...
I was thinking that you might have been a really bad cook. And after breakfast, he was like, oh, can't date her. She can't cook.
Guys don't care about that if they're sleeping at their house the first night.
I can't even fathom what it would be, but...
One of your friends set you up, though, so we know he's not married, right?
Well, that's the thing, is because, like, he's somebody my friend hooked me up with.
Yeah, so that...
So I don't think he could be married or have a girlfriend, because Kyle has told me already. Like, I've known Kyle for years. Those are things I would
Jeff
know.
Just throws that out. I think my argument was the fact that things didn't happen between the two of you that evening, and I think he's just taken off.
Well, I could tell you that if on a first date, if a guy gets on the couch and spends the night there, then he's thinking, I could probably do this, you know, and the next time or the time after that.
So he would give it another shot.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that.
Well, we could speculate all we want, or we can call this guy, try to get him on and find out exactly what happened.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out here.
All right, Monica, what you have to do for us, though, if we get this guy on the phone here, and Jeff and producer Tracy will try to strong-arm him to come on, you have to assure him that you'd rather this thing be over than have it open-ended the way it is right now. Like, you want closure, and you want total honesty, right?
Yes.
Because most guys, it's going to be, they don't want to say why they haven't called, but you have to assure them that it'll be all right.
Okay, well, I want to know, so I'd rather have the closure, so it won't be a problem.
And we're calling him now. Now he knows he's coming on?
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
Jeff was just trying to beat you to the dialing so that you wouldn't screw it up.
Screw it up, yeah. Please, no dialing.
Well, what, do I need to tell this guy he's on the radio? Does he know he's coming on the radio? Or?
It'll work itself out.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. This is Bert and Jeff and Jen and Melissa, and we're on the radio right now on a radio station called All the Hits Q100.
Okay.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
I'm well. What's this about?
We have Monica on with us also.
Okay.
Hi, Monica. You want to say hi to Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Monica. What's going on?
Stuff. I haven't actually talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
Mark, here's the reason why we're calling, Mark, is Monica said that she had a really, really great time with you guys on your date a couple of weeks ago.
Right, right.
And she really thought that there was going to be a second date. I mean, you crashed over at her place, you know, everything was pretty innocent. You woke up the next day, she made breakfast for you. When you took off, you said, you know what, I can't wait to do this again or whatever, and there hasn't been an again. So she's wondering what happened. And Monica, maybe this is the part here where you tell him that you're looking for total honesty.
Oh yeah, closure is really why I'm on the phone with this whole deal, because I'd rather just know what it was and move on than like wonder why we had such an awesome date and everything seemingly went great and I just didn't hear from you.
Yeah, well,
neat, huh?
I mean, to be honest, it was a great first date, Monica. You know, you're a really great girl. To be honest, I don't know why you chose to do this over the radio. I just woke up. I don't feel real comfortable talking about this over the air.
Well, she said that she's been trying to kind of call you and figure out why there hasn't been a second date, but conveniently, like, she'll tell you she's going to be in a meeting till 9:30 and you're leaving voicemail messages for her at 9:15, or you leave her a message at home when you know she's at work, so she kind of felt like there was no other way to do it.
Is that just, I mean, are you doing that intentionally, or is that just a little quinky?
No, no, it's just like, I call her back when I can, you know?
But you haven't called, really, I mean, and spoken to her in two weeks. And if the date went as great as Monica said, that I know when I was single, if it went great, I'd have figured out a way to talk to the girl that I was really interested in.
And Mark, again, we're asking for total honesty. I know that we've kind of caught you off guard. You might be a little uncomfortable, but like Monica said, she just wants closure. So you feel, you know.
There's no pressure on you.
There's no reason to feel uncomfortable giving us total honesty.
Right, Monica?
Yeah, I just want to know what the deal is and move on. I mean, I just would rather know than...
All right, I mean...
Total honesty is what she's looking for.
or is it accurate to assume that there was one particular thing that caused...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I mean, if you want honesty, yes. I'll give it to you. Okay. I mean, Monica, all due respect, you are a great girl. It was a good first date. There was one thing. You know, the next morning, you know, we woke up, we were hanging out, watched TV, whatnot. And, you know, when I was kind of getting ready to leave, we were cleaning up, you know, folding up the sheets from the couch and whatnot. And I can't believe it. All right, total honesty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She picked up her copy of Glamour that was on the coffee table. Uh-huh. And she walked into the bathroom and didn't emerge for about 15 minutes, I'd say.
Okay.
She took a magazine into the pooper.
Yeah. Now, call me old-fashioned, but...
I'm right there with
just,
you.
This is just... That's just nasty.
That's Are you just serious? Nasty. You haven't called this girl back because she reads when she's in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I say good for
Listen,
you.
If I, yeah, thank
don't
you.
Don't poop in
Listen.
Front of your first date.
Listen,
what's
yeah,
she supposed
seriously.
To do?
Okay.
She's supposed to hang tight. He was just about to leave.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe
Everything
she was,
was
hanging.
Going great. And like
it.
The chemistry seemed to be there, but I'm sorry, Monica, that just killed it. Because girls, you know, should be discreet about that. You know, that guys it's one thing, but girls reading for 15 minutes on the crapper.
Come on.
I'm sorry, that's total
It wasn't
honesty.
15 minutes.
I swear to God, it was 15 minutes.
I tell you what, a woman in the restroom needs to be like Chili's. Get in, get out, get on with your life.
That's what well, I feel. I'm sorry, call me old-fashioned, call me shallow, but that's just nasty. It turned me off, and I didn't know how to say it to her. I'm sorry, Monica. What can I say?
See, I mean, I'm more on Jen's camp than the guys because, I mean, you can't be double standard even when it comes to those things. But I do agree with Jen. You hold those things off until you know somebody.
If I were going on a date with Mark and he went into my bathroom right. and did that, I'd be like, right. ew, out no, here. You're out of here. We're done. I mean, I think either way in front right. of somebody you're first starting to date. I don't think it has to be a guy-girl thing.
Exactly. I'm wondering, hey,
but if you gotta
Mark,
go, you gotta yeah. go.
Mark, was it more that she did that or she took the magazine and she took the magazine in?
I mean, it's a little of both, but it's definitely the magazine put it over the top. Because, like, that's just...
Well, if she didn't take the magazine, she could have been plucking or peeling or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Do. She could have just been primping or preening, but
yeah, or pretend like you're taking a shower, turn on the shower, whatever. Like, just don't make it obviously that you're going number two.
I mean, yeah, it was real, and it was like right before I left. I mean, so I'm sitting there basically with my coat on, and she's in the crapper. I'm sorry, Monica. You want honesty? I'm sorry,
Monica. You've been awfully quiet.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I think we've learned not to get the sausage at Ippolito's, haven't we?
Oh, stop.
No.
Come on now.
Yeah, thanks for helping out, guys.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Monica.
No, it's okay. I asked for honesty, and I got it.
Coffee does that.
I mean, it works for Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey because they're married. She can drop the kids off at the pool, and nobody will really say anything about it.
Yeah. I definitely don't know what to say.
I think the lesson we can all take from this is if, I mean, Monica's going to meet another guy and there's going to be another date. And
come on now. She's already yeah, embarrassed. Don't
I'm
do
not going to embarrass
yes,
her.
You
yes, you are.
Monica, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Mark will let you go. Monica will let you go. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Okay, thanks for helping bye. Out.
All right.
I just think it's if you date a girl named Monica in Roswell, I would stay
oh,
away from Indian
Yeah. Stop now.
But
I don't even like the fact that my wife does that. I don't like the fact that God made
With
that a
magazine?
Part of a woman's life. No, not, just, it's not, even guys, the, ma- it's not the magazine part.
That's just guys having to deal with the fact that it happens. But on a first date, you don't make a dramatic scene where you grab a magazine off the coffee table and walk to the bathroom.
You're not one of the guys, no.
And you know
well,
what? I don't even think guys should do that on the
out.
First.
Yeah.
Guys are...
I don't want to think about you pooping. Ew. I don't want to think about anybody.
Pooping.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Poop. Good morning.
Hi.
Well, everyone does it,
Oh, come on.
Not with a book.
First date.
But if you're out drinking the night before, sometimes you get the craps in the morning.
Hold on. Now, wait a second. If your first date is sitting on the couch with his coat on, you can wait 5 minutes to say goodbye and then unleash the demons anytime you want to.
That's what I call before you do a deuce.
But, I mean, if there's in her defense, if she had to go and the debate was either go now and get it out of your system or risk getting a hug and then sharting.
Oh, come on now.
Just jump off the jump off the plank.
If Stacy and I are on vacation and we're like staying in a bungalow or something and these are really small.
You said bungalow.
I will make her go outside onto the patio and read a book while I'm in there. It's that.
I thought you were sending her out there to do the deuce.
Yeah. go dig yourself a hole like a cat. I get the bathroom. You get the beach.
And make sure you kick sand over it so I don't step in it again.
And be sure to lick yourself good before you come in the house.
You gotta admit, people, poop is funny.
If he's on his way out the door, I'd be rushing like, okay, but you know, and okay, hard to get out the door, lock it, and then do your business.
Right.
I'm not gonna make somebody sit there and know what I'm doing.
Because you know, then when you're halfway through it, you're gonna get a. I forgot my gloves.
And you're in there, and you know, nose into a glamour, and that's another thing.
Women
shouldn't be reading in the bathroom.
Oh, shut up.
Just get it done.
Shut up.
That is a dad thing to do. No, women should not be reading in the bathroom.
Stupid. That's just being a stupid boy.
That is wrong.
You might as well smoke a cigar and eat beans right out of the can while you're in there.
Ew. Stupid. Is that what you do?
Yeah, doesn't everybody?
Hi, Lynn. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Yes, I sit on the toilet and take a dump, and my boyfriend sits right in front of me and plays his guitar, and it's nothing.
That is about the grossest thing I've ever heard in my friggin' life.
That's a great visual. Does he incorporate the sounds of the dump taking into the song he's playing on the guitar?
I don't know which is worse, the fact that she goes to the bathroom in front of her boyfriend or he's playing the guitar in the bathroom.
Right. This next song I'd like to entitle Do a Deuce.
And he doesn't get disturbed by the smell of it?
No, I'm going to tell you guys something.
Yeah, Jen's husband has to go to Gainesville to write songs, and your boyfriend is writing right there while you're doing a deuce.
I'm so creeped out right now.
Yeah, so does anybody have a magazine? I got to go.
Get out of here. You're not one of them, are you? I bet you are. Reading like comic books or stuff like that.
Star Trek 2004.
The Bird Show.